Quarter to seven on RSN Breakfast with Michael Christian and Mick McGowan. And maybe our next guest is just the player Sydney need to go one step further in 2015. He is Isaac Heaney, who has been recruited from the Swans Academy and will play for Sydney. Isaac, good morning and congratulations, mate.
G'day, Michael, Mick. Thank you very much.
Gee, that's pretty exciting, mate.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Fantastic news.
Tell us about your background, because was it always AFL football for you?
No, it wasn't. So originally it was soccer when I was really young, and then converted to AFL pretty quickly with some friends and the decision of dad.
Decision of dad.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. Rugby league. Obviously, Newcastle's a rugby league dominated kind of town, and yeah, didn't really want us playing that and bashing our heads around. So yeah, went to AFL.
Was football in school for your Isaac, or did you just join with friends at the local competition?
No, it definitely wasn't with school. No one around there really plays it, so it was just a local competition. And it was good fun at the time.
And did your dad, has your dad got an AFL background? Did he play when he was young, or?
No, there's no knowledge of the game at all, so we kind of went into it blind, had no idea about the rules. No idea about anything.
I bet you he knows a lot now. He'll tell you a lot, wouldn't he?
He was converted pretty quickly, and he knows a lot now. Yeah, he does.
So, Isaac, where did your interest come from? Obviously, growing up in Maitland, and you grew up on a farm.
Yep.
Where did you gravitate to footy? Were some of your mates doing it? Where did it all turn around?
Yeah, well, I've got some pretty good friends, and their cousin was Charlie Dixon. So we went across with them, and from there just started making some rep teams and loved it ever since.
So you found a Sharon, conveniently.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's an incredible story.
And how did it come to be in the Swans Academy? What was that process, Isaac?
So I made the Hunter team, just a local representative team. Chris Smith from the Swans Academy picked me up at 12 in Coffs Harbour.
Wow. And so what did that actually mean in those early days with the Academy? What did that involve in terms of number of training sessions?
I meant going down about once a week at the age of 12. And then 13 and 14, two times a week, which is 2.5 hours twice a week, yeah. So thank you very much to my mum and dad.
So in terms of travel, how much travel did you have to spend? How much time did you have to spend in a car?
2.5 hours twice a week, and then most weekends, once or twice then. So, fair few hours.
Did that impact on your school?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, especially year 11, year 12. So, obviously, for this year, I've moved down to Sydney, so the Swans helped out with that, and I'm schooling in Sydney at the moment at Waverley College.
Okay, has it affected your study at all?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So, just obviously, moving away from home, so that hits you pretty hard, but, yeah, you stood after a while. Just the travel and the amount of footy, the amount of school I've missed due to footy this year has been hefty, but working through it.
The biggest challenge for a young player, Isaac, when you're sort of from a country town and you're growing up on a farm, life's different in a big city like Sydney. Have you missed home?
Yeah, definitely. I had a really close relationship with my family, so that's good in a way, but then you miss it a lot, so.
I suppose the biggest challenge is to gravitate towards, mentors within the Sydney environment or even younger teammates. Have you found that transition easy?
Yeah, they've helped out with that massively. So people like Chris Smith, Ty Kennelly, Nick Davis, Michael O'Loughlin, Paul Roos when he was at the Academy have helped out massively and just been huge influence to get me through.
Tell us what sort of player you are, Isaac.
Hard-edged midfielder.
Okay, and how tall are you?
186.
Oh, nice size.
So in terms of those mentors within the Sydney environment, I think it's fair to say Ryan O'Keefe, the best and fairest winner Luke Parker, those are the types of players you'd be modelling your game on?
Yeah, definitely, and Joey Kennedy, just those hard-edged. I know he's a very solid body. If I can put on a few kilos and maybe model my game off him, it'd be amazing, yeah.
Now, you played in the reserve side that went within a whisker of winning the NEAFL Premiership. What was that experience like?
Yeah, that was amazing. We had a pretty successful year and they got picked right on the line, so it was devastating, especially for Pebs, Ryan O'Keefe. But No, it was an amazing year.
What was that competition like for you, Isaac? Was it sort of a great learning curve for you to sort of say, this is the standard I've got to get to, and more?
Yeah, it was. It was a great, so coming through, I think I played for 5 different teams this year, so all over the place, but that was a great step up, and the people like Ryan O'Keefe coming down and helping out these younger players was amazing, and it shows you the level you've got to get to.
Were you down here on grand final day?
Yeah, I was actually, yeah. So I played before the game, the main game.
Okay, how'd you find that?
Yeah, no, it was really good. So I was against the AIS AFL Academy for the Allies.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was, we just got on top and I captained that side, which was amazing, yeah.
What about the grand final itself? Obviously sitting back and watching your probably new teammates next year get smashed all over the park, particularly early in the game. Did you use that as a valuable learning for you going forward?
Yeah, definitely. I did not expect a team that highly rated, and that the way they performed this year was just an absolute atrocious game. So surprised me big time, but it shows you that it'll keep them going for the next 4 or 5 years, you think.
And mate, you missed out on the draft combine. What happened there?
Yeah, so I got patellar tendonitis in my knee. It's nothing too major, but on that hard surface, they said it's not 100%, you're not doing anything. So just to rest it up, and being through the AIS AFL Academy, they said that they've got enough testing on me anyway, so they won't be missed too much.
Isaac, what about your short-term goals? Do you expect to play AFL footy in round one next year?
I'll be aiming for it. I'll be hitting up pre-season pretty hard, but we'll see what happens. Obviously, Sydney are an amazing side and very strong, so whatever I can do, I will do.
Well, it's going to be exciting to see you get out there, Isaac. Well done on getting picked up by the Swans, and look forward to seeing you play next year. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Isaac Heaney, young star with the Sydney Swans, and I'm sure he'll make an impact. Got huge raps on him. It's 8-7.